A ship that will house more than 600 workers at a natural gas construction project north of Vancouver arrived in British Columbia waters this week after a 40-day journey from Estonia, where it had been in use by Ukrainian refugees. Bridgman Services Group, the company contracted to provide the so-called flotel, or floating hotel, for workers at the Woodfibre LNG project near Squamish, BC, shared a photo of the MV Isabel in Vancouver's Burrard Inlet on Wednesday. The statement says the luxury ship was set to receive final touches at a North Vancouver shipyard, including games tables and equipment for a fitness facility, before making its way up Howe Sound to the site of the former pulp and paper mill 7 kilometers southwest of Squamish. The ship recently housed people fleeing war in Ukraine, and the company building the LNG export facility says it has since undergone an extensive refit to its environmental systems and its living, dining and recreation areas. Christine Kennedy, president of Woodfibre LNG, says it has always been a priority to ensure the facility's construction has as little impact on Squamish as possible. The statement says floating accommodations alleviate concerns about the impacts of temporary workers on local housing and community services, as well as the potential for environmental harms associated with standard work camps. The ship is equipped with sewage and water treatment systems as well as industrial-sized heat pumps, and it will connect to the BC hydroelectricity grid. The treated sewage will be shipped to waste management facilities in BC, the statement says. The MV Isabel will be moored at the Woodfibre project site, so those living on board can walk to work, the statement adds. The flotel includes catered dining areas, laundry rooms, a first aid clinic and a games room, in addition to the state-of-the-art fitness facility, it says. Bridgman's will have a crew on board at all times to inspect the ship and ensure fire, water and other safety systems meet Canadian regulations, it says. Workers are expected to start occupying the ship this spring. Read also, Squamish LNG facility plans to achieve net zero emissions at operation start. Read also, Woodfibre LNG moves ahead with Squamish BC Natural Gas Terminal.